We'll ask that you turn to Isaiah, the 58th chapter, this morning. Blessing. 58th chapter of Isaiah, and then we're going to read some out of St. Matthew, I believe it is. Maybe the 11th chapter of St. Matthew. Appreciate being here this morning. Trust and pray that you appreciate being here. We're glad to have you in the service today. Ask you to pray for us for just a minute. Try to read you some scripture. 58th chapter of the book of Isaiah. We're probably going to read. We may read the whole chapter. You might think that the Old Testament don't have anything in it, but as we number things, there's 39 books in the Old Testament. And they're full of God's plan. They're full of God's plan for His people. You get into the 58th chapter of the book of Isaiah, you can read 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63. You can finish out the book, and it's just one big message. And it's a wonderful message. It's a good message. Susan said that she'd like to learn that song about being redeemed. You know, we are redeemed. Yeah. It's already been said. By the blood of the Lamb. We'll start with the first verse. 58th chapter. It says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast you find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? All these are questions. Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of the yoke of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. We'll read several verses, starting with the first verse. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in the king's houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if ye will receive it, this is Elias, which was far to come. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a good bit of scripture this morning. I know that you might think, well, preacher, what does all that have to do with where we're at today? Well, the truth of it is everything. There's things that were written years ago in the scriptures that were fulfilled in the New Testament. Now, there's people that look for a lot of different things, and I know that a lot of folks are looking for things yet to come. But I'm going to try my best this morning to preach to you just exactly what John sent his disciples and asked Jesus the question, Are you him? Said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? That question. You say, preacher, that we believe in Jesus. Well, this is Jesus who they is talking to. And this is Jesus, my friend, by the way, that they was wondering, John himself, being in the prison, sent his disciples down there and said, Are you him? Or should we look for another? He never told them straight out that I'm he. He said, You go tell John the things that you see and hear. Brethren, in the Bible days of Isaiah, things were prophesied, brethren, of a better day. Something to look forward to. Something, my friend, that the bands, he said, I'll loose the bands of wickedness. Yes, sir. And not only did he say that, he done that. And he said, this day that you call a fast day, he said, I'm not looking for suffering, and I'm not looking for you crying. He said, but we're looking for gladness and for joy. Hallelujah. Brethren, I'm glad today that we're living in the joyful day. Amen. Of the Lord. Of the Lord. My friend, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you Him? Or should we look for another? It also said in the days of Isaiah, my friend, he said there would come one that would be a repairer of the breach. Brethren, there was something broken that man could not fix, and it took Jesus, thank God, to fix it this morning. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Folks, there's no more breach today. There's no separation. No, sir. There's no separation between man and God. There's not but one thing, brethren, that separates you from Him, and that's your sins and your iniquities. It ain't changed. It never has changed. Brethren, we're living, thank God, in the best day that God has ever given to mankind. Yes, sir. We're living in that day. He's give us hope when there was no hope. He's give us strength. Thank God when there was no strength. He filled in the gap. Thank God He's the bridge between us and God today. Yes, He is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, you ain't gonna make it to heaven without Him. No way, form, nor fashion. And I'm gonna tell you something else. I'm not looking for another. Amen. I ain't looking for a day when God clears everything away. Folks, He's already done it this morning. Yes, He has. If He has not, my friend, then He owes them an apology. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, there's things yet to come. You will not find it in that book. No, sir. These things that people say, my friend, is yet to come. Brethren, they need to read their book. This is what John's day was looking for, and thank God it came. Yes, sir. It come. These people today, thank God that they say, well, preacher, this gotta happen, that gotta, you don't have to tell me. I know what they say. Don't you? I know what they're looking for. So many things has gotta come, so many things gotta happen. Yes, sir. Church gonna be took out of here and then 1,000 years of this and that. Being preached rampantly. Yes, sir. Rampantly. Not only that, folks, we got people waiting to be delivered when deliverance has already come. Yes, sir. Already. People get tore up at me because I preach there's a lot of things already happened, but I'm going to be honest with you. That's exactly what that book teaches. Yes, sir. You can wait all you want to. Yeah, you can wait all you want to. You might say, well, preachers, hey, you don't believe in heaven? I probably believe in heaven more than you do. Yes, sir. The truth of it is, my friend, it took the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ to bring salvation to me and you. And folks, he's already done all he'll ever do for this generation of people. Amen. And any more to come.
Amen.
Yes, sir. He's done it. Why in the world, when he is on the cross, did he say it was finished?
Amen.
Brethren, when he said it was finished, brethren, there was not anything else to do.
Amen.
It's a recognition. You can call it what you want to, but brethren, it's a recognition. He went to the Father, and the Bible says he sat down at the right hand of God. Why did he sit down if he did not finish? Thank God what he come here for.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We in trouble. We in trouble, my friend, because we preach such things. Yes, sir. I'm going to be honest with you. Brethren, if he hadn't have finished this thing, I don't believe he'd ever said it is finished.
Amen.
Not only that, he knew it and went back to the Father. There's a reason he went back to the Father. Brethren, completeness. Complete fulfillment, brethren, of what God, his Father, sent him to do. Yes, sir. Preacher, just what was that? My friend, there is a breach. There is a gap. There is an opening. There was something that man couldn't cross over. You say, preacher, you telling me we can today only by the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But we can.
Amen.
I'll tell you we can. I'm going to preach you can. I'm going to preach you'll sit down in the kingdom of God right now and eat off his table, thank God.
Amen.
Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you can't preach that. Why not? It's finished. It's complete. We ain't waiting. I ain't waiting till you get to heaven, my friend, to crown him Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I didn't know this message is going to go this way. If this way is going, I'm not going to worry about it. Yes, sir. Brethren, when you sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, yes, sir. You say, preacher, that ain't happening. Brethren, we're all part of the kingdom.
Amen.
Yes, he completed that thing on the cross. And after that, when he sent back the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Yes, sir. It's complete. Yes, sir, it's complete. I can't get away from my friend the fact, brethren, there's 120 in the upper room waiting. You want to see somebody is waiting? Brethren, they was waiting. Yes, sir, they is waiting. They is waiting on my friend the conception of what had already took place. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've talked about it a little bit in the scripture this morning. We get the cart before the horse a lot of times. Brethren, but that scripture plainly says that them that was raised after his resurrection. Amen. Yes, sir. Pretty plain. Amen. Even though the verse is before it. He came after his resurrection. It's just telling you what's going to happen. You go back into the book of Genesis, one chapter's talking about formation and the other's talking about creation. Amen. Just the way it works. Yes, it is. Brethren, you don't think, my friend, that John was a shouting in the prison, brethren, when he got back the words, the blind are seeing, the lame are walking, and the dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. Hallelujah! That's what the book teaches. Woo! Ain't that good? Brethren, and Jesus himself told you about John. Did he not? Before that great and dreadful day of the Lord come, I'll send you Elijah. Yes, sir. It's in the Old Testament. Go read it. Yes, sir. Before that day come. Yes, sir. We'd had 400 years of silence. That doesn't really mean what people think it means. To me, I'll just be honest with you. It's exactly God had spoken. God had said what he is going to bring, what he is going to send, and there's no new message. That was the message. Done been said. Amen. Yes, sir. And one day, my friend, the Bible says he found favor in a little woman by the name of Mary.
Amen.
What the book teaches. Is that not right? And brethren, things began. Things began. Yes. Yes, you asked the question, couldn't the Lord just send him and it all been said and done? He could have. But brethren, he needed something to repair the breach.
Amen.
He had to repair the breach. Brethren, and that breach was between God and the man he created.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And the Bible says that Jesus put on the robe of flesh. Do you know when it started? It started when he was born, when he is conceived.
Amen.
In the womb of Mary.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Mary went over there and visited her cousin Elizabeth. And the Bible says as soon as Mary spoke, that John leaped in Elizabeth's womb.
Yeah.
That not what it says?
Amen.
He leaped. Why? Thank God he knowed the Savior was coming. Woo! Woo! That they've been looking for. That they've been preaching about. Thank God. It was fixing to come to pass. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah! Woo! 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 What old John heard, folks. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, it ain't possible. Thank God it's not with man,
amen,
but it is with God this morning.
Amen.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Brethren, the breach was fixing to be took care of. Ho! 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 Woo! Ho! Woo! 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 Ain't it good? Isaiah told us this day was coming. I read to you. He had about been fed up with the children of Israel. 58th chapter, he said, you've went the other way. You've served other gods. You've went after other gods. You went the wrong way. You're doing the wrong thing. You're claiming a fast. And he says, it ain't a fast sent by me. Hallelujah. But he went on and he told them, he said, I'm going to change things. I'm going to change things. I'm going to loosen the wickedness. That's what he said. What does he mean, preacher? He is fixing to repair that breach, that separation between man and God. Ain't it good this morning? Ain't it good? It gets better. It gets better than I can handle sometimes. It really does. I can't help it. More. I'm going to say this. I know I'm in the middle of something, but now I'm going to say this, my friend. It'd be nice y'all come out on Wednesday night and y'all could share the burden. Yes. You say, preacher, that don't make good sense. You come on Wednesday night, you'll find out what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. But I'm going to be honest with you. The Lord shows up on Wednesday night. Don't he?
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I ain't afraid to tell you, my friend, we put out them T-bones on Wednesday night. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah! Glory to God! We just about eat the bone with the steak. Had an old boy I worked with, and he'd eat chicken, but he eat it. He eat all of it, bones and all. Why, preacher, that's the craziest thing I've heard. You just have to know this boy. He liked chicken. Yes, sir. I'll guarantee you one thing. It ain't going to hurt you to eat a little bit every now and again. Amen. Spiritually speaking. Amen. You may think that you've got everything under control, but I'll be honest with you. When that spirit gets to moving, I'll tell you what it does. This is what the book says it does. It says it searches all things, right down to the joint and the marrow. That what it says? And is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Hallelujah! That's what the Spirit of God will do for you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to have to hush. You say, preacher, I just be honest, I ain't got the strength, number one. But, I believe you got the message. I really do. Come and get a verse song. Preacher, you can't stop like that. There's a whole lot more in here. There's a whole lot more I'd like to get around to. But I thought, you know what? Cody said this morning, said he's Well, he drives a lot. He's out a lot. He drives a lot. Me and him was talking the other day. He don't listen to a lot of music, and I'm, for whatever reason, I do. And a lot of times I get hung up in places that I can't get a good gospel station, and I have to listen to some of this junk. But sometimes I just like the racket. And then sometimes I'll drive 300 or 400 miles and not even have it on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Nothing. Zero. Just me and him. Yeah. But you may think I'm crazy. But I'm glad they come out with these new songs every now and again. I really am. I like the old songs. I like the old church hymnal songs. I love them. Know most of them. Hum along. If I can't sing, I can hum along. I know the tune. And I love this song they sung this morning about the goodness of God. Huh? There's just something about that. There is. There's just something about that song. Just gets a hold of me.
Yeah.
I told Cody this. I ain't never told too many people. I was riding down yonder in South Georgia not too long ago, and I had on this old radio station, and this old boy come on there. And I started listening to what he was saying. Probably every one of you would know who he was. I had no clue. A few weeks later, I did ask another driver we drove with. I said, "You ever heard this boy?" And he told me all about him. Told me all about him. And I told Cody, just something about the songs he sings that touches me. Touches me. And I'm going to tell you why they touch me. Because his songs sound like he's in trouble. Trouble. Needs help. I'm not okay, but it's going to be all right. That's one of them. Save me. Save me. There's some, when I first heard them, that's some of the awfulest sounding songs I'd ever heard. But I got to listening to the words, and I thought, man, this man needs help. And this man is asking for help. I believe that. He got him a new one. I don't know what it is. Don't know the name of it, whatever, but he gets to talking about in his song about taking that old hard out.
Yeah.
Don't tell me. He gets talking about some of his songs about the thoughts that he has. At night on his bed. Talks about the voices. That comes to him. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I don't understand it all, but the Lord's laid that young man on my heart to pray for him. It might not make no difference to a lot of people, but I'm going to pray for him. Lord showed me the man needs help, and he's asking you. You listen to his songs. He's crying out for help. I believe it with everything that's within me. And he keeps coming out with other songs. And he's still crying. You hear me? He's talking about this man. Yes, sir. And how this man, my friend, is in rough shape. And this man needs some help. He ain't no Christian singer. He's a country singer, right? That's what they label him as. Yes, sir. Preacher, I wouldn't tell nobody I'd listen to them things. I want you to know, my friend, sometimes the heart speaks out.
Amen.
It's about like, and it caught me off guard. It really did. Caught me off guard. Because I was listening, and when I got finished listening, I just thought to myself, Lord, that man needs some help. He's hurting. You ever listen to a song, you'll figure it out. Save me. I thought, ungodly song I heard. But listen, the words that he's saying, my friend, is he needs help. He's crying out. Preacher, I don't believe that. I want to tell you something, and I ain't putting him together with anybody. But I'll tell you what Jesus found one time. Bible said he got off at the coast of the Gadarenes. And he found a man out there living in the tombs. Is that not right? And they spoke unto him. Yes, they did. You can call me crazy if you want to, but I'll tell you something. My friend, the devil don't like me. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah! Why, preacher? Brethren, I've got a big brother that can fix your problems this morning.
Amen.
You ain't going to find it in the world. You ain't going to find it out there. You think you're the only one that's ever been lost? Lost. You think you're the only one that's ever been there? Not so. You think you're the only one that ever got down to rock bottom before you ever looked up? No. You think you're the only one that's ever been saved? Ain't no way. Preacher, I'm saved and all them over there are going to hell. If you was really saved, you'd pray for them. That's how I look at it. Jesus Christ come upon this man. The Bible said he is running naked in the tombs. Is that not right? Christ come over there and talked to him, and they spoke unto him. Who was they? Them that he was possessed with.
Yeah.
You know the scripture.
Yeah.
All his own people, my friend, had done everything they could do with him, and they could not tame him.
Amen.
Wow, man. Yes, sir. So they put him out. Set him out. Chained him. Fettered him. Yep. And those evil spirits cried out to Jesus and said, Why have thou come unto us before our time?
Yeah.
Read it.
Yeah.
Before our time. Wow, man, preacher, ain't nobody can do anything with him. I got news for you. Christ can do something with him.
Amen.
But sometimes what we miss, my friend, Christ through you sometimes is how he works. Do you know that? Preacher, I ain't never thought that God would use me to help somebody. I got news for you. You might be the tool for somebody getting saved. You work with them. I had a woman tell me years ago, she said her sons wouldn't go to church, wouldn't darken the doors. They was raised in church. She told me straightforward. She said they work with two or three preachers down there that just cuss like a sailor and do this and that and another. And they said they wouldn't go into church and be a hypocrite. I looked at her and told her, and I was young, I said, sister, that won't hold water. What do you mean, preacher? Them excuses ain't going to hold nothing. I don't care. I'm sorry that you have to live, my friend, and work around such people. But all of them, it's just like an old bad apple. You can find an old bad apple. Normally, they're down yonder. Best thing in the world is to search through them every now and again and pull that old bad one out.
Amen.
Preacher, it won't matter. It does matter. It does matter. I'm with what a lot of men has told me down through the years. I'm not coming to church and going to be a hypocrite. I agree with that. I agree with that. But brethren, you don't have to be a hypocrite. Woo! 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 Ain't that right? I'm telling you the truth, my friend. Men down through the ages has absolutely told me that time and time again. Yeah. I agree. I wouldn't want to come and be a hypocrite either. Can I tell you something? This is how I look at it, and I'm just going to be plain about you. It makes no difference where you're in the will of God or out of the will of God. The house of God is the best place you can be.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Preacher, I don't know about that. I do. I'm going to tell you why I say that. Brethren, because he's liable to work on you just a little bit rougher. You come into his house. Amen. Amen. Reason men and women don't come to church is the same reason men and women didn't want to be around Jesus. Their deeds were evil. Is that not right? But Legion, my friend, needed some help. Yes, sir. Needed some help. None of his family could help him. You imagine that? Done everything they could. Tried everything they know to try. Yes, sir. And they sent him out. Sent him away. The scripture's pretty plain. It says when the Lord got finished with him, that they found this man called Legion at Jesus' feet, clothed and in his right mind. Yes, sir. Legion had such a change that when the Lord was leaving, he said, I'm going with you. Is that not? Son, it changed his life. Changed him. He said, not so, but you go back. You go back into the city, to your house, and show them what great things the Lord hath done. Woo! 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 Folks, he's still able to take the wildest men and make something good out of them. Preacher, I don't know that I can live it. I got news for you. You never will live it until you get Jesus. When you get Jesus, my friend, it'll not be a have to. It'll be a want to. Yes, sir. Let us stand.